Broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for FinTech South 2018. Brought to you by PPRO, taking the complexity out of payments. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Have you noticed I've always given myself top billing every time we do
that's
that?
That's when you're introducing, you have that power.
That's right.
I have to just sit quietly and listen.
You just do your thing. We're broadcasting live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium for FinTech South 2018. And this has been a lot of fun. We've learned a lot. We've caught up with some old friends, made some new ones. And we've just had some tremendous conversations. A lot of bright, passionate folks here in the FinTech space. A lot of IQ points walking this green grass here. So please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, if you will, the Chief Product Officer with Carvana, Mr. Dan Gill. How are you, man?
I'm great. I'm still hyped from that entrance music. That felt
you
good.
Like that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, after every interview, Stone races our guests in the 40.
That's right.
I'm excited about it. I brought the wrong shoes, but I'm going to give it my all. I'll tell you what, no mercy.
Well, you're with Carvana. Can you tell us a little bit about Carvana? How are you serving folks?
Absolutely. So Carvana, it's a generous description, but I think the fairest description of Carvana is to say Amazon for cars. And what I mean by that is we buy and hold large volumes of used car inventory. We've got about 12,000 cars that we own.
Oh, wow.
And have fully inspected and reconditioned. You can buy them online. We also provide financing ourselves. So we do our own underwriting and ultimately securitization. We'll provide you a firm offer for a trade-in, all algorithmically done online without you having to bring the car anywhere and get it inspected. You can apply that to your financing, go through an entire checkout process just like you would buying a book off of Amazon, schedule the delivery to your door, and we will then use our own trucking company that we've built to bring that car from our inspection centers to your driveway at no incremental cost. So end to end.
Wow. And then you take my trade-in when you're dropping off the car?
We do, and we hold it for 7 days. You can return the car you buy from us for any reason with no added cost within 7 days. So we'll hold that trade-in for you. And if for any reason you decide you want to, you know, give the car back to us, then we'll bring your trade back to you.
So now, in your business, it's all used cars, right?
You got it. New cars are very, very highly regulated.
So used cars, though, it's a wild west a little bit. And are you getting any used Teslas?
We get a few used Teslas. And we learned early on to kind of avoid those. That was not a space where we felt very confident in our ability to forecast the value.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't keep a lot of Teslas on hand, but we'll keep a few around.
So how do you decide which models and makes?
That's a great question. And that's one of the fun things about being in e-commerce as opposed to a bricks and mortar retailer is every single piece of data, every visit to the website, every action a consumer takes on the site, we're able to use that data to know what vehicles are interesting, you know, what searches are happening, what cars are being viewed on the website, all of that data in order to forecast the demand side of the equation. And then we are able to ingest data of every vehicle available in the wholesale markets nationwide every day and normalize all of that data down. And we run algorithmic optimization models to determine what the next most profitable inventory is that we can add, right? So what would be complementary to the supply we have on hand based on all the demand signals that we're seeing from our website traffic.
Now, from the consumer standpoint, why is it better to use Carvana than it is to go into a dealer?
Sure. Average dealership, even a really large dealership, might have 400 or 500 vehicles on hand. We have 12,000 that you can choose from. And the average visit to the dealership these days averages 4 hours. And you can check out online with a trade-in valuation and full financing in under 10 minutes through the website.
Can I just sell you my car without buying it? Or
you can. Yep. We're happy to buy any of the car, any car. You can get it valued through Carvana.com/trades. And at that URL, you can get a value for your car. And it is the exact same value whether you're buying one from us or not.
So you cut me a check?
Yep. So we make sure you've got the title. And then we come.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that
yeah.
generally helps.
That's
right?
best practice for people starting these at home.
You know what? We owned a few cars that were owned by dead people, and that made for a mountain of paperwork that we had to chew through. So we're getting smarter about that. But yeah, we'll come pick it up, cut you a check, and take it off your hands.
Now, how competitive is your pricing compared to going to a dealer or going into one of those other large lot used car dealerships?
Do you have to just put the cursor down for a moment while you go check with your manager?
Yeah, exactly. Hang on.
Is that how it works?
Listen, I couldn't take that fee off for my own mother. Hands are tied every time. That's the beautiful thing about being in e-commerce to an extent, is it turns out that operating dealerships is very, very expensive. The land is expensive. You got a lot of sales headcount, finance and insurance headcount, management, a lot of overhead associated with operating a dealership. So even with operating our own logistics network, all of our own centralized reconditioning, all of that, we still save more than $1,000 per vehicle in operating expenses per unit sold, and we pass that straight to consumers. So, you know, we average more than $1,000 back of the average dealer price.
So why are you here at FinTech South?
Yeah, so one of the things that we had to do, you know, we wanted to create a completely self-service online experience where you could buy a car without ever having to interact with a sales guy, right? So one of the things we had to unlock, more than 80% of vehicle purchases include financing. And if you want to make that self-service, then that was something that we decided that we had to build in-house. So we are a lender ourselves. We do all of our own proprietary credit scoring, loan structuring, loan decisioning, underwriting, and securitization of those receivables. And that's something that we built in as a core competency for the last 5 years. And more than 70% of consumers that purchase from Carvana finance directly with us. And so it's a real part of our operation.
So when Carvana started, what was the initial vision of it, and has it shifted since the beginning?
You know, to be honest, it's been very much just chipping away at that vision. And the vision, you know, started more from evaluation of the dissatisfaction within automotive retail today. The fact that the process takes 4 hours, the fact that it's not a very trusted experience, and the fact that more and more of the profitability in automotive retail has shifted to all those aftermarket products because there's so much more transparency on vehicle price these days. And so that causes these very uncomfortable customer experiences where the dealer's got to make their profit from somewhere. So they're either going to lowball you on your trade or inflate your interest rate or sell you a whole bunch
of stuff that goes under the car.
You got
they're always selling me
the undercarriage protection. You got to protect that undercarriage. You know, it was really an evaluation of that reality that said, you know, gosh, there's a lot of operating expenses that goes into doing this, and the experience isn't even great. What if we were able to sort of build a vertically integrated offering here and do something different? And so we've been just sort of chipping away at that. And when you do it in one city, we launched here in Atlanta. We had all of our cars about 30, 40 miles from here out in Winder. And you learn how to do that. And then you start bolting cities on nearby with that same centralized inventory. Then add another inventory center in a bunch of cities and connect those together and another and another. And soon enough, 5 years in, we're in 62 cities, all connected with our own logistics network.
Now, what's the profile of a buyer look like for you? Is it the same buyer that is buying a car? Like, is it a different profile? Are they more educated because they're comfortable doing that level of a transaction online? Or what do they
look like? Frankly, we thought that was going to be the case. And it turns out it's a pretty normal distribution. It's the everyday American used car buyer. Very normal distribution from a credit and income perspective. We thought it might slant a little bit younger, and I think it does a little bit, but not in the same way that we thought it was just going to be this rapid millennial early adopter crowd. It turns out that people who have been buying cars for decades are pretty tired of it too.
It wasn't a new problem. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a very normal distribution.
And then for you, when you're working with, when you go, you mentioned to me off air that there's 60 Carvana locations.
Correct.
Around the country right now. And when you go into a market, can you talk about what that looks like when Carvana hits town? What's happening for that local?
That's one of the really beautiful things about the model, is how scalable it can be. So because we don't need to buy up a plot of land, get all the zoning, get our inventory there, build out a full headcount to operate a physical dealership, it's really about having a transportation hub where we now connect that city to our logistics network, and we turn on marketing and we say, if there's only a handful of sales, then we drop off those cars that week. And maybe we have a multi-car hauler coming to that market once a week. And there are Carvana employees with Carvana branded haulers that can take those cars give them one final quality stamp, and then deliver them to consumers' doors. So you can turn that on with kind of a generic office. You know, we have kind of a market in a box and a couple Carvana haulers, a couple Carvana employees connected to the logistics frame. Now you have a hauler coming, you know, once a week, and then as demand grows, it can come twice a week, three times a week, five times a week, twice a day, four times a day, and you can really scale up by just having more high throughput routes between our inventory and that market. So it's very, very scalable.
So you scale up by just doing more marketing in that area?
Well, we tend to take an approach of turning on marketing full blast from day one and then allowing the demand to grow, because the hard part is it's not like a... it's not a super frequent transaction, right? Average consumer buys a car once every 5 years. So in expectation, kind of one in 60 people that you're advertising to every month is in the market. So we're both very heavy brand builders. We're trying to make sure that Carvana is taking hold as a nationwide brand and as a trusted brand in automotive retail. And at the same time, we're direct marketers. So we're in all the, you know, Cars.com and Car Gurus and True Car and all the lead generation platforms that are out there. We turn those on that are more about sort of bottom of the funnel activity, but we do a lot of brand building from the minute we turn on a market.
Because you want to be ubiquitous.
Correct.
I'm going to have to go look that up.
But see, I've got
does that
mean, in.
Like everywhere, a lot of places?
I try to say the word ubiquitous.
At least once a day,
every
right?
interview.
Yes, got to get it in there.
So tell us about your day. How do you invest your personal time as chief product officer? What do you do?
He's the undercarriage guy.
Exactly. I'm the one, I make the sealant. My job is a blast. Carvana is a very vertically integrated business. As mentioned, you know, we're doing big data to buy cars from across the country. We're operating a trucking company. We do our own reconditioning, which is essentially manufacturing, you know, lean manufacturing at a pretty significant scale. We do e-commerce. We do lending. You know, there's a lot to it. And so I get the opportunity to build technology for every aspect of that experience. And so my job is essentially to try and build a machine that can parallel process all of the needs of the business at the same time. And so that's really just about hiring great people and letting them loose on hard problems and, you know, trying to make sure that they have the systems in place, the support that they need, and the direction required to execute against their targets. And so, you know, we've been growing our technology organization pretty consistently since I've been on board, and it's a blast.
Now, what is the personal best someone coming to the site and buying a car?
That's something I should know. And somebody bragged about it on Twitter not long ago, and I think he said he was under 3 minutes.
Whoa.
Under 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So that shows you on one hand that it's a very educated consumer, because they're not going to, like, they're not browsing. Right?
Yeah.
They're looking for a specific thing, and then you happen to have it, and then they click buy now, right?
I think he was like one of those people trying to set an obscure Guinness book record.
Right.
Like he pounded a Red Bull and like started the clock.
I can do this.
Yeah, he was prepared.
And then let's play that out. So he comes to the site, finds a car, hits buy now or some version of your buy now.
Yep.
And then you type in some information and then you're mailing him a car FedEx, like your truck's rolling.
Our trucks are coming, yeah.
Like what's the time frame from him getting the actual car?
We have done as soon as same day. So if you're, for example, sitting in Phoenix, so our inspection centers and inspection and reconditioning centers are in Phoenix. Well, an important clarification, in the outskirts of Phoenix, right? Outskirts of Fort Worth, outskirts of Atlanta, outskirts of Philadelphia. So there's those four centers. If you're close to a center and you select a car that's in the center closest to you, we have done as soon as same day. Next day
is extremely
common.
You don't have to be a Prime member?
Yeah, we're gonna collect an extra $100 a year for that, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, it could be another revenue stream.
I appreciate that.
This guy orders something from Amazon every day.
I'm sure he does too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We got two little
kids.
It's
just the law, man.
Yeah, I haven't stepped foot in a retailer
retail
in a long time.
Forever.
Mm-mm.
And then now, how much interaction with a human being can I do this without ever talking to a human?
You can. And we really see that as kind of a KPI for my team is how do we make it so that more and more and more people at least have the option to go all the way through without speaking to a human?
Even the delivery. I don't have to. Well, the guy has to drop the keys in my hand. I don't have to look at it.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, we'll send a blindfold.
Is there a tipping?
Ahead.
Do I have to tip the guy? What's the protocol?
Everything
etiquette
is handled. Yep, yep.
Tips are included.
Tips are included. None of that awkwardness. No cash on hand. It's good. But it's I think today more than 50% of customers get all the way through e-contracting without ever speaking to a human being. As I mentioned, we're 70% of consumers who buy from us finance with us. The underwriting process, there's a lot of identity verification steps, and depending on credit and everything else, sometimes we have to verify income or employment or whatever the case may be. But even in those cases, we're pushing really hard to make that self-service. You know, you can link your bank account with Plaid, and that allows us to do down payment verification, for example. We're trying to automate and make as much of it as humanly possible self-service.
And if somebody wanted to learn more?
Carvana.com is a good place to be. We try and make it as intuitive as possible, and you should really think about it in the same way you buy anything else online. Search, look for, you know, browse for whatever you're looking for. We've got good content on our blog with buying guides that help you sort of disentangle what the experts say the best options are for various price ranges or body styles. And, you know, hopefully the search experience is intuitive. The other really fun thing is that we photograph every single one of our cars in 360 degrees in a patented photo studio. Cool. Inside and out. So you go to each vehicle's page, you can spin it around with your finger, you can fly inside the window and look around on the inside. We actually put little yellow circles on any imperfections. So if there's a ding on the bumper or a scratch on the side, we want you to have very accurate expectations.
Transparency.
Yep. We want you to know what you're getting before it shows up on your driveway. So it's really fun to poke around, and even if you're just browsing for fun, it's a good time. But if you're in the market, hopefully the site should be pretty intuitive for you.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure.
So I got to tell you, usually when we work these conferences and trade shows, I try to work it in where I tell an exhibitor, you know, next year, maybe don't have the pretty girl giving out the Frisbees. Maybe have Business Radio X in your booth, because this can be a lot of fun. But I got to tell you, the DeLorean, that's a hard act to follow.
Yeah, 1.21 gigawatts. You know, you got to bring a lot of energy to top that.
Exactly. So I don't know if we can even share a booth with a DeLorean, but it has been an absolute delight having you on
Thank
the show,
guys.
Man.
Really appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back in a few from FinTech South 2018.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and P-Pro. P-Pro takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.